This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
This story has me hot, and it has to do with chicken. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Black man on the radio talking about chicken. You better call a friend. Phone one. Yeah. Stereotype, especially you lefties. They'll get out there. Kevin Jackson is talking about chicken. That's racist. Oh, it would be maybe if I was, what, not black? I don't know. Anyway, hey, Kevin Jackson, who are you listening to? Glad you're with me. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to talk, and we are talking good and tasty, delicious chicken, fried chicken at that. Who comes to mind when you think of that? If KFC, Kentucky Fried Chicken, isn't one of them, then you're an anomaly. I think of Popeyes. I love Lee's Chicken. It's a St. Louis group. Churches, of course. My grandfather called them churches because we used to go to church on Sunday. See, church. The R, I don't know where the R went. Maybe the Mexicans took it and put it into the railroad or something. You know what I'm saying to you? But he didn't call it church. He called it church. And what's funny, we called it church, but he called it usher and ursha. So maybe that's where they put that R. But that's not even what we're talking about today, baby. We're talking about churches. I'm sorry, Kentucky Fried Chicken. They shortened it to KFC. Made it easier to do on the internet. KFC.com. Yeah. I love this story. Muslims got mad. They got mad at KFC. They said, you know what you need to do? You need to change things for us. Now, the Muslims have been doing this all over the country. They work in the trucking industry. A friend of mine owns a trucking company, and they said to the man that he couldn't, they didn't want to work depending upon the load that was being carried. If they were transporting liquor, it was against their religion. I know the owner of this company, and he's like, look, it's got nothing to do. What we transport, as long as it's legal in our society, you have a job transporting. You don't have a job that said sign up and you transport what you want to transport. That's not the way employment works in the United States. Muslims have been demanding things like time for prayer during the work day. Okay, fine. As long as you make it up. You can go pray to Allah as long as you can make it up and as long as it's not being disrupted to the job at hand, or else you can't work here. But, of course, the ACLU and everybody gets upset. Oh, they pray six times a day. You need to let them. You know what? Christians, we pray multiple times a day. I pray 1,000 times a day. I'm always saying, oh, Lord, every time I read the front page of Google, I say, oh, Lord. I scroll a little bit and go, Lord, again. What? Lord, please. Come on now. Lord. And I can't even get through the front page of Google without praying 10 times. Heaven and hell. Woo! We hit the Kevin Jackson Show. We love to pray. Let me tell you something. I've said this to many people. If you are smart, you will hear God's whispers. He's talking to you all the time. You can get wrapped up in prayer, but you know what we don't do? We don't allow prayer to... God's put you on a mission. I don't know what it is. He put you in a job. Maybe it's to evangelize to somebody at that job at that time. I'll tell you this. I'll tell you a quick story. I was riding on an airplane with a lady. I mean, I didn't have a choice. She sat next to me, and she's telling me that she does Bible study with her husband. They move around from periodically from time to time. And she says, I've got this young group of millennials that I talk to, and we evangelize with these kids every Sunday. They come over to the house, and she starts telling me some of their ideas, and I'm looking at her like, that's just crazy. And I asked her, I said, you know, these kids don't seem like they really know what life's about. And I said, as opposed to just listening to them, because, I mean, she told me two or three things that I went, I don't agree with them. And she's listening to my strengths. She's feeling me go, well, no, I don't care what you think. they're wrong. And she says to me, you know, I've been thinking about that. And so I said to her this. I said, listen, you seem like a person that doesn't want to rock the boat. That this is just my airplane psychology to you. You seem like a person that doesn't want to rock the boat. And I said, maybe you feel like you've been going around worrying about your, because they move every 2 years, she said. I said, you're so absorbed in your husband's career that you've kind of forgotten who you are. I said, but let me explain something. I don't know your age, but I know this. You're significantly older than those millennials. And no matter how smart they are, you're smarter. You're smarter in life. I go, what they should be doing when they come over to your home and evangelize, you know, for y'all, for fellowship, they should be listening to you, not the other way around. And she, I'm not kidding you. This lady, I've spoken to her for 15 minutes on a plane, or listened to her, and she starts crying. And I let her cry. I wasn't going to, oh, there's no reason to cry. I let her cry. And she finished and she says, you know what? Kevin, she goes, I've been feeling that way. Like I'm useless. Like I have, you know, and I just let her finish. And when she finished, I said, well, let me explain yet again. You are not useless. I go, God's got a purpose for you. He's bringing you these kids, but he's not bringing these kids to you so you can adopt all. Because I could tell she was softening in her core values. I mean, you have to hear the conversation to understand what I mean, but you have to trust me. When I tell you, I'm reading between the lines of these conversations, these different things, these vignettes she's giving me about the scenarios, and I'm going, this is not right. I go, they were wrong here. They were wrong. They were wrong. And as the more I said it, the more she got it. So all I'm saying, folks, is you can't give in. You have to be who you are. And I'm looking at Kentucky Fried Chicken going, you know what, guys? Way to go. They're saying, we are not going to go halal because you want it. We're not changing the recipe because you say it's the new thing and we're not going to buy it. He goes, we're not having it. This iconic branding that they've had in a, you know, a top secret formula, a blend of 11 herbs and spices, if I may quote. And they said, if you don't like our food, don't eat it. They didn't capitulate. Stop capitulating. There's a formula of you. 11 herbs and spices? I think you have millions of herbs and spices that make up who you are. And somebody's going to test it all the time. They want to see, are you willing to capitulate, to give in a little bit, to bend to my will? And you have to say, I'm not bending you. I'm not changing the formula of you. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville. Author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Culturally American. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I'm culturally true blue American, baby. True red American. I'm talking about red state. As in conservative, Republican, true blue. Love this country. Put it above all others. Doesn't mean that we don't do wrong. Does whatever you call it. Tell me all the warts on America and see what happens. I'm just going to go, they're beautiful, baby. I love your stretch marks, girl. Shut up. I love them stretch marks. Shut up. You had a lot of babies. Who cares? Yeah, we got warts, stretch marks, bunions, all kinds of stuff. But you know what? I love you. I love you. I do. Because you've given me an opportunity I would have never had anywhere else. And I'm a bright dude. I mean, you give me, buttermilk, butter, I'll make some butter, I'll make some bread, give me something bad, I'm gonna make it into something good. Give me an analogy like that, I'm gonna turn it into something good. Because that's the way I am, I'm an optimist. Doesn't matter where I go, where I live, I'm gonna do the right thing, I'm gonna make it happen. You know, the reason why, America. But see, here's the thing. I wouldn't have that mentality if I hadn't grown up in this country. If I hadn't grown up understanding how we were founded, what it took to do it. The more I understand that, the more I go, man, I love you, America. Ooh, I love you. You are so awesome, girl. You give opportunity to everybody, regardless. And then somebody comes along like April Ryan and says, of our first lady,
she's not culturally American. She doesn't really understand. Look at what her husband's doing.
Really? Culturally American. Is it culturally American to let terrorists into our midst? Is it culturally American to send money to terrorist regimes? Is it culturally American to not educate our kids, particularly our kids of color? Is it culturally American to allow the level of crime to exist in our communities and do nothing about it, particularly the communities of color? Is it culturally America to down talk, to back talk, to, I'm not thinking of the word, the right word here, but to denigrate, how about that? The Christians in this country? Particularly for the sake of others? Is any of that stuff culturally American? Is it culturally American to constantly want to divide us, to talk about the President of the United States and say he's a racist while you ignore all the racist activities of the left, Planned Parenthood, and the support of that, the do-nothing attitude of all these big city mayors that don't care about the crime in their neighborhoods. They don't care about the true lack of education, the fact that we spend millions, I mean billions and billions of dollars on education for the dumbest kids on the planet now. We have the dumbest educated kids on the planet. Make no mistake about it. Why do we denigrate a country who affords anybody that wants it an education? Pretty much a taxpayer expense. Same thing with health care. Yet they always could proclaim there isn't enough health care. Everybody gets treated. Go to the doctor. You'll get treated. You won't even get a bill if you're poor because we'll get to pay it. But they pretend that America doesn't have nationalized health care. We absolutely do. And it's better than anything they offer. You want to talk about culturally American? Here's the whole clip of what April and Ryan had to say about Melania Trump.
April, Kate points out there is, you know, obviously some pretty painful reality in the First Lady taking on cyberbullying and being kind online. And the First Lady is well aware of that.
Yeah, she's well aware of her husband's cyberbullying. He's considered by some, well, many, I would say, in different sectors, one of the biggest bullies. He will call you out in a moment's notice. And she stood in front of him and basically said she wants to show young people how it's done and do it right, and they will pick up those habits. I wonder if the president will change. But there are realities. There are a lot of realities that she's dealing with. This is a First Lady who is not culturally American, but she is learning the ways. And this is not just an American issue. These are not just American issues. These are international issues. You know, cyberbullying is an international issue. Social media is international. And also the opioid addiction issue. So it's not just here, but it's abroad as well. And we'll see if she takes that message abroad as she rolls this out for the next 4 years.
This is Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks. KJ Radio. .com 844-551-8255. Culturally American to denigrate an individual, Kanye West, because he dare say, I support the president. I support Donald Trump. I tell you, I tried to meet with Barack Obama. He wouldn't see me, but Donald Trump would meet with me. Is it culturally appropriate or culturally American to tell to say of any black person that meets with Donald Trump, you're a sellout, you're a race traitor, and so on and so forth? Is it culturally American to teach a group of young black kids that it's okay to not like Donald Trump, but you have to love Barack Obama, who did nothing for blacks? And Donald Trump, who is showcasing the true nature of American spirit, as he deal with issues that are plaguing the entire American community, because blacks are a subculture within that, but the culture of America is being attacked, and he addresses it by helping all Americans, which, by the way, helps more blacks than anybody. Donald Trump has done more for blacks in the year and a half that he's been president than Barack Obama did in an entire 8 years, with full of promises and supposedly full of promise. More blacks are more disillusioned with government, disillusioned with the system, disillusioned with white folks, disillusioned with their own lives, and you name it, because of Barack Obama, not because of Donald Trump. And I could go on. All the comparisons. Oh, Donald Trump, he doesn't have enough black people in his cabinet. He doesn't have enough this or that. And then they attack his wife, who puts an initiative that says, best me or something like that, which I'm just presuming is be the best you. You know, the best advice I could give, I've talked about this before, folks. The best advice I can give to you or to any of your children is understand who you are and present that. Because you know what you're going to do? You're going to save yourself a lot of headaches. And let me explain. If you find your mate, your soul mate, and you present the you that the left wants you to present, you know, that fake you, that you is going to just, that you disappears. So you may meet Miss Amazing, and you want to front, as we say in the vernacular. You want to front. You want to make her believe you're more than what you are. You are headed for disaster. You might as well tell baby girl, I'm this way. This is me. We can work on me together, but this is me. All my warts, all my problems, all my issues. And you know what? I'm willing to accept you the same way, because despite how absolutely stunning and gorgeous and fantastic you look to me, you know what I know? You got issues. And if we can admit that up front, we're headed for some good times. That's what I would tell you. How you better know your friends, how you better know your employees and everybody, because we all want to paint this picture that it's all great. And conservatives come to that conclusion much better than most people, that, you know what, it isn't all that it seems. I understand that. Let's discuss it so we all know we're level setting and we're good. Leftists don't want to do that because they like being fakes.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. Breaking news: as a result of Hurricane Florence, at least three people killed, including a mother and her infant, as a tree falls on their house in Wilmington, North Carolina. Another woman with a medical condition dying in Pender County after first responders could not get to her because a downed tree was in the way. The state really getting hit hard. Power is out along the coast, loads of flooding, and there's storm surge. damage, homes and cars underwater. The hurricane also hammering the state of South Carolina, where Governor Henry McMaster warns the slow-moving storm could hover over the state, as we saw in Houston, Texas.
As we've seen, this Hurricane Florence is different from those we've had before. This hurricane is going to be with us for about 2 days.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, to be a Democrat today, not knowing which way is up. God, I mean, I would feel sorry for them, but I can't get into my system and feel sorry for them because they've been so abusive. Kanye West was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night, and he said something along the lines of, the reason why I came out for Trump was I got tired of being bullied. He goes, I'm just paraphrasing, but essentially he says, I wasn't going to let black leftists bully me. Black liberals is what he called me. He says, I wasn't going to let the hip-hop community bully me. If I feel this way, these are my legitimate feelings. Who are you to tell me how to feel? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's a Kevin Jackson show. The left are truly unhinged when it comes to this. And the reason why that word bully is so important that Kanye used it is because it really does depict exactly what the left are. They tell you they're not bullies, but they bully you on every single issue. They don't want to have a discussion. They don't want to have an open dialogue about it. It's their way or else. It's the Antifa. It's the Black Lives Matter. They will intimidate. You can lose your job over using the wrong word, over using the wrong pronoun, over saying the wrong thing. That's bullying. It gets to the point where people around them in their little ecosphere go, you cannot say anything that goes against the grain or you lose the position you're in. And there are too many unprincipled people on the left. You think they're not gonna give up their job in order to tell these guys, look, I'm not going this way? Why do you think the Me Too movement exists? It exists, and I know I'm jumping around a bit, but that movement exists because women, before all the other women that have been sexually abused in Hollywood, said nothing. Why did they say nothing? They weren't principled enough to say, I'm not going to stand for this. They could have ended it. All of them. This isn't on anybody listening to this program. This isn't on men, certainly not conservative men. This is on the very women who will talk to you about abuse and bullying, talk about misogyny, and criticize Donald Trump for saying what we all know, which is leftist women will let you do anything for them if they can get something out of it. That's how you spot them. And even these so-called conservative women that want to sleep their way to the top or do, they're nothing but leftist women hiding out under the cloak of conservatism. I'm not saying they don't share some of our beliefs, but you don't believe in getting by that way. Not in the long run. You know, I'm glad you guys are here. The reason why I'm telling you these guys are messed up is because all you got to do is listen to them. The rationalizations of their losses, the rationalization of you know, Trump being successful. Rosie O'Donnell is a perfect example. I'm going to play a clip of Rosie O'Donnell talking to Cuomo, and Chris Cuomo on CNN. And
listen to what she says are the excuses for the economy and the people that attend Trump rallies. I just want you to hear this.
Well, when you report the economy, you report how it affects the top 1%, or you report how it affects everyone. The economy is doing good if you're a multi-billionaire. It's not doing good, and the tax cuts didn't do good for the average American. So I don't believe that the economy is thriving with the metrics that you guys are using. But the fact of the matter is, he's not only bad because he's a liar, he's bad because he doesn't know how to inspire people or evoke that emotion in them of
what about his rallies?
Knowing. And first of all, people are paid, Chris. You know that. People were paid since he went down on the escalator. He pays people to show up at
those
rallies.
Right, but I don't know that that's. But I don't know that that's why he gets tens of thousands at the rallies. I think he captures a lot of emotion.
But he doesn't get tens of thousands. When did he get tens of thousands at the last rally? Tell me when.
Oh, no, not at the Tampa. I think they only had 9,000 seats, and there were people outside. But, Rosie, I've seen them. He gets big groups of people who come out. He gives themes that resonate. Whether they're positive or not, that's up to other people to decide. Maybe some are. I don't know.
Are those people paid?
I don't have the facts that his crowds are bought off.
But you can look at all the requests for extras to come and cheer and with signs for him. You can find those tangible pieces of evidence. Those are not real rallies. You know, when he went down on that escalator, he paid all those people there calling rapists and Mexicans rapists. This is not real what he's doing, even though he keeps screaming that you guys are not real.
That's what you call Trump derangement syndrome. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, kjradio.com, 844-551-8255. So, Rosie O'Donnell, let's just explore this part of it. I'm gonna go into the economics of it in a bit. But I want to talk about just the rallies themselves. Because there was a lot that came from that interview. And if you see it, you really get a feel for Chris Cuomo going, come on, Rosie. Come on now. And she's desperate. Chris, come on. Go with me. Go with me on this. You guys. And she's blaming him. The media for the trumped up view of the economy. And by the way, I'm going to play a clip before I even get into Rosie talking about the actual economic part of it. She's blaming because I want to play another. I want to go into that. For right now, I want to talk about the rallies. So Chris Cuomo is essentially imploring her to say, look, you got to give some credence here to these numbers, because now, forget that she's talking about, he doesn't believe that the economy isn't thriving. She says, give me proof. Well, he's a liar. Well, what's that got to do with the economy thriving? And then she goes on to say this, he doesn't inspire people, and people were paid. Now, Cuomo, and I'm going to give him credit for this, he's going, look, we got away with this lie during the 2016 election cycle. We said that, you know what, this doesn't matter. These rallies are nothing. It's a bunch of looky-loos. We've talked about it on this program before. Cuomo is going, uh-uh. I went down that rabbit hole once before. I'm not going down that hole. And Rosie's imploring him, go with me. Come on now. You know he's... Come on, Chris. This is fake. When he came down the escalator, that was not real. Those were paid people. Everybody was paid. All these rallies are paid. I'm seeing... But as you say, like advertisements. But he knows it. Dismissing Trump, trying to pretend that people don't care, is over. And I thought, wow, for Chris Cuomo to really pretty much admit that he knows that's not true was a big step. And he said it multiple times. Now, if you were watching the video, by the way, this was about a 9 or 10 minute interview that they gave Rosie on this show. That's a long segment to give to somebody that suffers from her delusions. And you got to watch it from beginning to end. Chris Cuomo can't, and just so you guys understand media, you really want to stay very focused and look at the camera straight ahead. Chris Cuomo, and you don't want to move much, he is moving like, God, this chick is crazy. You know, the way you, when you hear that, you were probably going, what? Jeez, he's not standing straight. He's not still in the frame. Chris Cuomo is essentially, he's a naysayer. He's going, come, Rosie, come on. His body language tells everything.
in this clip. You can see his frustration. He recognizes this paranoia that Rosie O'Donnell has that really is a derangement. It's a delusional feeling about how bad Trump is. And Chris Cuomo is trying to level set with his audience that, look, as much as we may feel bad about Donald Trump, don't believe the hype here. This is not the case. And so he's really trying to condition Rosie to say, hey, look, you know, these people were not paid. And he goes on, I know these rallies are real. Acosta has been, we have people at these rallies. These are not paid people. These are people that love what the president is doing. And if you, and this is what really what his warning was, if you continue to dismiss this, we're going to lose again. And he's also saying to his audience, I don't want you to pay as much attention to her. It was shocking. Now, she goes on, and she had said, leading up to this, and that where that started, she had talked about the economy. And what she said was, and she was chastising the media, saying, why are you promoting Donald Trump in this regard? Joe Scarborough did the same thing. Let me just play a short part of that, because we don't have time for it all.
Things.
Where do you begin?
And you just have to say it.
Okay.
Things are going well out there. This isn't the greatest economy ever. This isn't close to being the greatest economy ever. Barack Obama had more people getting jobs his last 16 or 18 months than have had jobs during Donald Trump's first 16 or 18 months. Again, it's not to say the economy's not doing well. It is. But all of these claims, and I'm not even talking to Trump supporters now. I'm talking to news reporters mm-hmm. who I cannot believe actually will ask a question by saying, well, you know, yes, the economy is doing better than it's ever done before.
So there you have it. Joe Scarborough chastises his own people. How can you say the economy's done better than it's ever done before? Let me tell you why. If you measure Donald Trump's performance in his first 18 months versus Obama's, it's embarrassing. Nice try, Joe, to compare Trump's first 18 months to Obama's last 18 months that were fraudulent anyway.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Jim Jordan's throwing his hat in to be Speaker of the House, and I vote Jim Jordan, Speaker of the House. Boom! End of story. End of story. Okay? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. It's where you can find out more about us. We got a lot of things going on. Movies coming out September the 7th, Bleeding Blue. Limited release, but get in on it. We are doing what we found out is that movies are sexy for fundraisers. So we're allowing people to use our movie as a fundraiser. So for example, if you're a radio station, I'm just putting this out there for some of my affiliates, if you want to sponsor Bleeding Blue in your area and make it a fundraiser, contact me. If you're a listener and you say, you know what, we have a big event that we do every year and we love to put it around something cool like a dinner and a movie, and then maybe, I can't guarantee I'm going to get there, but we can possibly get me there, or Kevin Sorbo, and we'll come up and we'll do a big fundraiser. Check it out. I mean, something to look into. Get a hold of us at kjradio.com or give me a call at 844-551-8255. Ryan is not a good Speaker of the House. And Jim Jordan, now that Ryan's getting out of there, Jim Jordan says, I want to be Speaker, and I love Jim Jordan. I think he'd be a great Speaker of the House. What do you guys think? Yeah, I do. I think he'd be great. Anyway, here's what Ryan did. Yet again, Ryan and McConnell showing their hands. These guys, they don't like Donald. Look, you know, here's the sad part. They don't like Trump because, as I said before, and you've heard me talk about this, there's a hierarchy in the Republican Party. It's like the military. And you don't become, you don't go from major to general. And if you're a major, you don't go to the colonel. You go to the lieutenant colonel. Because if you go around the lieutenant colonel, you just ended your career. It's like what they call a careerless CLM, a career-limiting move. You respect the chain of command. In the military, that's what you're taught. So, you know, a PFC goes to a squad leader, goes to his, you know, his, I mean, yeah, to a squad leader, goes to his platoon leader, et cetera, et cetera. So that's the way it works. And it keeps the filter system working correctly so that everybody's decision making gets tested at its proper authority level. And occasionally somebody shows really extreme courage and they get what's called a battlefield promotion. All right? But it's very rare. But guess what? Donald Trump got a battlefield promotion to general. All the other troops, all the other so-called leaders were killed in battle. And here comes PFC Trump. And he says, he looks around, it's nothing but a bunch of privates. And he says, well, looks like I'm in charge. Let's go do it. And they go take the mountain. And then they go take the beach, you know, and they take it. And next thing you know, he's running the country. He's got, you know, little Guatemalan midgets running around, you know, bringing drinks to people. And people are going, what just happened? And they go, well, PFC Trump, when everybody else was killed, the incompetent leadership was killed, PFC Trump, he took charge of the troops. And he took the beach. He took the mountain. He took over the country. And then he civilized it, brought in the Guatemalan midgets, and boom, the rest of his history here. And this is what Trump did. And he got himself a battlefield command, became a general. Not, he didn't go from PFC to sergeant to, you know, sergeant major, you know, to lieutenant. No, to colonel. No, he went straight to general. And the right cannot stand it, neither can the left, because it proves it can be done. It proves it can be done. All these people have invested all this time and energy in order to get to the top of the mountain. We've been to the mountain. I've seen the promised land. Free at last, thank God. You know, anyway, not wrong reference, but you get what I'm saying. They have put all this time and energy in to climb up through the ranks. And I mean, they started out at the school board. And then they went to the, you know, the alderman or whatever, right? The councilman. And then maybe they got to be mayor. And then they were state rep. And then state senate. And, you know, whatever. And they've all been climbing this ladder, man, grueling it out, election after election, trying to get people's attention. You name it, they were doing it. And every level, and at whatever level, the people above you are looking down at you going, don't you dare try. Don't you? You wait your turn. And Trump said, ah, the heck with y'all. Everybody dead. I'm going to go take care of his troops. And that's what he did. And they can't stand it. And there's only a few people in there who can respect that. Few people in Congress that respect it. Few people in politics that go, you know what? God bless him. It's like guys in my, people in my business. I promote. You know, if you want to, if Candace Owen is the flavor of the day, enjoy. Enjoy. If she can go around the system, a girl who a year and a half ago was criticizing us as conservatives, and if she can come to Jesus and say, you know what? I was wrong. And mean it and convince you of it and jump around everybody in the loop here, everybody in the chain of command. Congratulations to her. Alan West, good friend of mine. Alan did that. I will never get people were talking, Kevin Jackson. We want some Kevin Jackson. And then somebody goes, do you know this guy? And I was like, nah, you know, who is it? And I watched the speech of him. I went, I don't know him, but that dude is awesome. I hope he does well. Next thing I know, Allen runs for Congress, wins, and then people are going, Kevin, who? And it was like, you know, here I am. I was like, hey, Allen, anything I can do to help? You know, I'm ahead of him. And Allen leapfrogged me like nobody's been. He shot by me like Usain Bolt, right? But guess what? We're friends, and I'm happy for him. Good for him. I don't know what all is going on in his life, but I know Allen, number one, he's financially very secure at this point. He's running a think tank. He's doing all kinds of stuff. He's still in high demand. Good for Allen. Now, Kevin Jackson just keeps on creeping along because I got a really solid team of people that love me, love working for the team, not for me. But anyway, we creep along, we do our thing, and we're doing pretty well. But the Republicans don't like that. And oh, by the way, let me tell you something. The people that I may have leapfrogged, there are many of them that don't like it. I'm telling you right now, as God is my witness, they are mad that I leapfrogged them. There's some jealous people in this business. Don't fool yourselves for a second, conservatives. I'd love to tell you everybody's good here and everybody wants for success. Not the case. And so it is with Paul Ryan. Rejected an effort by conservative Republicans to impeach Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, saying the Justice Department is complying with the request for documents regarding the Russia investigation. Here's what he said. I don't think we should be cavalier with this process or this term, he said, of impeachment. Ryan's stance, of course, puts him in odds with Republicans who believe Rosenstein is part of the deep swamp. But guess what? Nope, not going to bother. Now, what do you think Jim Jordan would have done? Because we know what's going on here. We know that Rosenstein's part of the deep state. Rosenstein signed off on the FISA warrant. Steve Scalise, he's a Republican out of Louisiana, third-ranking Republican in the House, said that he'd support Rosenstein's impeachment if it came to a vote. But he added that hopefully the deputy AG will fulfill lawmakers' request before it comes to that. Now, you could say, oh, it's a shot over the bow, whatever. Look, the American people pay the bills. We're asking for full disclosure of what happened with this whole supposed Russiagate thing. Why are they slow walking it? Why are they not letting stuff come out? Oh, it's a matter of national security. Really? Russia spent $46,000 in advertisements on Facebook, and they say, oh, they were trying to thwart the election. But the Democrats can try to let illegals vote, bring them in droves. They can give questions to the, you know, during debates to each other. They can rig the super delegates and stuff in their primaries and so on and so forth. And nobody, oh, they're not trying to thwart anything. And then don't even get me started on everything we know about the FBI and what they did to cover for Clinton and make Donald Trump look bad. And these guys go, oh, there's nothing there. Yeah. They want us to believe the impossible. That's exactly what leftism is about. Believe the idiocy of ideas. There is no possible way you can listen to the left, ask a few questions, take it to its logical conclusion, and come to the conclusion that anything they say is good. They talk about tolerance. You say, wonderful. So that being the case, freedom of speech is a good example. A person should be able to say anything, wouldn't you say? If you want to be tolerant, don't you need to hear the other side's view? No! I could sit down with a cross-burning neo-Nazi, and I will listen. I don't agree, but I'll listen.
Kevin, the black folks have been ruining America forever.
And I'd listen to him, and I'd say, you know, look, we didn't ask to come here, bro. We didn't ask to come here. You got us here. Then you guys decided to fight about it. We got free. What's your problem with me? If you want to go beat somebody up, go beat up your bro.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.